Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again on our special Labor Day show here on Circles of Change with Zara Larson. It's a pleasure always to have an in-studio guest, Gary Hirsch, who's a Tucson group chair and executive coach from Vistage International. Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Good, Zara. Thanks. How are you?
I'm just doing great. Let me do a brief introduction and then a fun segue. Gary's an executive coach and group leader with Vistage International, which is the world's leading membership organization for business owners, company presidents, and CEO. Vistage's 16,000 members nationwide participate in peer groups in 200 cities in the U.S. and 16 other countries. Gary, in fact, leads several think tanks for Tucson business leaders who collaborate to become better leaders, as he says, working on true internal challenges first to then make better decisions and achieve better results, ultimately growing their businesses, in some instances, 2 to 3 times faster. Gary is also the CEO and founder of Management by Design, which is a coaching, consulting, and training firm that serves clients on 4 continents and is based locally here in Tucson. A professional certified coach, he's provided thousands of hours of one-on-one opportunities, including being a coach's coach, conducting training programs for business coaches to refine their techniques. Academically trained in interdisciplinary engineering and energy policy, Gary's career includes having been with Macro International, which was a Washington, D.C. division of the Opinion Research Corporation, which provided marketing, market research, and management consulting for federal and state government organizations. He also went on to serve in Global Energy Partners in California to consult for the EPA and several power utility groups. And prior to management consulting, Gary was involved in an entrepreneurial 200-person state natural resources agency, also involved in creating loan programs and successful legislation. Well, our meeting here in the studio is kind of a reunion of sorts, because I recall going out to lunch with you when I had first made my bold step to say I'm on my own, and you were kind enough to have lunch with me. This was back at the end of 07. Can you believe it?
It's hard to imagine it was that long ago. And thinking about the work that I do, I picked a heck of a time to start.
You know what? Same with me. Because, of course, this was right when all the other indicators were sliding down. And then even my decision to start the radio show was really driven by this: I can't stand the negativity, I'm going to do something positive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Gary, here we both are now running sizable, you know, we feel good businesses, a ton of work. We've had our shoulder to the wall moving and changing things. But particularly for you, establishing forums for leaders here across Tucson, it must be really fulfilling.
It's very fulfilling. And, you know, thinking about beginning this at the onset of the worst recession many of us have seen, it's really rewarding to see that of all the companies that we brought into Vistage Groups, all of them made it through the recession. Some of them saw some extraordinary opportunities, which I think, if there's one message to leave with folks, because the normal business cycle includes recession, recessions can bring opportunity.
Oh, huge. Particularly if you're present and you also aren't too glued in the way you've always done it before.
Absolutely.
Or who you are even before, that you have a chance to really pivot.
A little dose of courage, you know, tied with economic opportunity can be pretty helpful.
Yeah, that's right. Ouija boards, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, the shift for you to go, I mean, management consulting, a prime opportunity for you to learn the necessity of strategy and really laying the big story out to guide decisions and shift companies. But still, the shift from management consulting to now the coaching and the peer community side, is something you always wanted to do, or did you naturally fall into this?
You know, I can't say that I always wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure that I knew it existed. But once I learned of the model, there are several things that attracted me to it for myself, based on what I'm good at, but more so for the clients that I work with. In management consulting, they get Gary and maybe a small team of experts. In a peer group, they get 16 of their peers. So between 300 and 500 years of experience.
I
can't compete with that.
That's exactly right. So you know what? You might as well get on the channel that enables it to happen.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's right. So you look at now, since 2007, 2008, you're talking, you know, six, 7 years now, or approaching 6 years of challenges that have confronted our Tucson business leaders. Do you see some common ground of the things they've had to encounter?
I do, Zara. And of course, the recession is probably the most severe in the last 5 or 6 years. It really required some different ways of thinking. And that really lingers today. You know, there's a lot of talk of a jobless recovery. It's not jobless. There are jobs. The difference being that in order to make it through the recession, Tucson companies and other companies had to get very, very lean.
Mm-hmm.
And they're unwilling to give up that leanness because what they saw were some record margins, some record profits during some of the worst economy that they've seen. And they like it. So they're slow to bring on new positions that eat into the bottom line.
Yeah, they are. But the other challenge is some of that leanness, though, has stressed out organizations almost to a breaking point. So also to know, have you indeed deluded yourself to such a way or delusionary to think that this is sustainable, how you have moved it?
Yes. Growth happens in somewhat of a stair-step process, particularly in small and medium-sized companies. If you're reluctant to hire, then you work your people harder and harder, mm-hmm. and you get to the point where you've got to hire.
Mm-hmm.
And in some companies, if they go a little bit too far for a little bit too long, the stress is enormous.
And I think also then just their mental muscle to be able to hire the right kind of people, allow them that time to grow into the positions, and whether that be something as simple as training or riding side saddle with the right mentor, or as I often say, the beginners learning to swim that have the right lifeguard nearby. But the key here, though, is and we've talked about this on other shows, is as an individual moving into a company, are you ready to hit the ground running?
Mm-hmm.
And so the extent to which you got to accelerate fast can be a challenge.
Sure. And if there's one challenge that I see in Tucson, and I suspect when we poll our membership about the issues that are on the top of mind for them, they're always the same. And hiring and keeping great people is always number one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe during the recession it switched places with finance and money. Tucson in particular seems to be a challenging place if you're looking for C-level execs or higher level folks. And it can be difficult to attract folks from out of town to Tucson for reasons that everyone is pretty familiar with.
Right. And so there also is an opportunity for the CEO community you're mobilizing, as we just spoke about in our prior segment, of how their contributions in the community can shift us from success to significance. So in
mm-hmm.
other words, the influence of our public policy, our public partners, private partnerships that every town deals with their challenges in that space, but at times like these, when we really should be linking stronger together.
Well, and I think there is a secret sauce that goes beyond the community. People will come to work for great companies, and so one of the leader's jobs is to create a great company.
Mm-hmm.
And so you eliminate the hassles that a lot of companies go through to try and attract talent, and even more so to keep talent once it gets here.
That's right. You spoke earlier about that the recession has opened up tremendous opportunities, and same time it's prompted a necessity for companies to lean out in many regards. But on the flip side, it's also prompted them not to stop the things they leaned out necessarily or cut off, but also then turn to partnerships
mm-hmm.
and collaborations. I know I've seen that in several sections of Tucson, particularly nonprofit area, the organizations, they were already tight before they started, but learning how to now collaborate with other colleagues outside the traditional bounds of the organization has opened up their eyes to new possibilities.
I'm seeing some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of it in the for-profit world. I think we're seeing other opportunities that people are taking care of, and I'd be happy to talk about a couple of those.
Yeah, please, mention those.
Right now, as most people know, we're seeing some of the low interest rates that probably you and I will ever see in our lifetimes, and for most people in business, the lowest rates they will probably see in their lifetime. And if we listen to the folks who do our economic forecasting, we're looking at tremendously low interest rates, and we're facing 5 years of tremendous opportunity. Five years of very strong economic growth with perhaps a small dip at the end of 2013. So it begs the obvious, which is it's a great time to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time to spend somebody else's money
exactly.
To acquire assets that will grow the business. So this is not the extra car or the big screen
That's
TV.
Right.
These are, if you're in manufacturing, these are machines that produce things that you sell. if you're in a service business, it's a good time to be hiring and looking for talent. And if you have notes that are long term, it's a terrific time to think about refinancing. And so the opportunities can be enormous as we approach, say, 2018 or so. As part of the normal business cycle, our economists are forecasting another recession, not as bad as 2008 and 2009. If you have cash during the heart of a recession, it's a terrific opportunity to acquire other businesses.
So do you feel that the why some people are doing it and why some people aren't certainly would be cash driven, but I think I also see this whole hesitancy and this whole wall of fear they have to get through.
Absolutely, and it's fueled by the media.
Yeah.
And of course, here we are on radio, and I'm not talking about us, but if you look at the mainstream media, it's really moved from information to entertainment.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, it's where most people get their information, and if we pay attention to the media, we're still in recession, and things are terrible. But we're not. We've been out of recession for 2 years, and the opportunities abound, yet many people are still paralyzed. In fact, 40% of people surveyed believe we're still in recession.
Exactly.
And so it's preventing people from doing the very things they need to do, not only to succeed, but to weather the next recession.
Well, and also then to step out and not take risks or not support others who are taking risks. And again, we're not talking about this individualized spending because it's a reality. People have been hit in their pocketbooks and have to tap into savings, many folks, unfortunately. But on the flip side of the business and the opportunity side, and I would say if you particularly look beyond the walls of just, whether you say the walls of Tucson, the walls of the Southwest, the walls of this region, the possibility with the talent we've got here to reach beyond that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the position you're in and the position I'm in, I think we're particularly, we're fortunate in that we see a lot of things about Tucson's business community that most people don't see. I mean, the average size company in our CEO group is between $30 and $35 million
right.
in annual sales. People are shocked to hear that there are companies in Tucson that are actually that large. And I'm really glad you mentioned risk. Because many people think profit is a reward for making an investment or for having a company. I tend to believe that profit is the reward people get for taking risks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sensible risks.
Right.
And so if we're prevented by fear from taking the risks that are appropriate for our business, we miss tremendous opportunity.
That's right. Well, Gary, again, I'm speaking with Gary Hirsch, who leads the Vistage International Outpost here in Tucson, as well as a couple other think tanks. Why would a business leader who's tuned in today want to or be attracted to join Vistage?
Great question. There are several key reasons, and I think what I find, particularly in our economy here in Tucson, number one is to avoid isolation.
Yeah.
Most of the businesses we deal with, in fact, of 30 members among the groups that I'm currently leading, we have one CEO who is actually a paid CEO. Everybody else owns their business, i.e. we're talking about a family business. A family business typically has no board of directors,
right.
And so it really is lonely at the top and at the sides.
That's right, at the bottom, exactly.
So it's a pretty lonely place. You know, the second most prevalent reason is to accommodate change, because the one thing we know is that things will change. And I love this, the phrase that came up in your last segment of moving from success to significance. The phrase I like is that nobody is as smart as everybody.
That's right.
And so if you can take a decision and run it by 15 people who are in a similar position to yours, chances are it will be a better decision. Number three, and I'll stop with three, is accountability.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many people fail to do the things they say they will do, and after all is said and done, typically a lot more is said.
Exactly.
Than done. Yeah.
And in fact, being able to just proclaim to your colleagues, you know, I'm going to lose 10 pounds within the next 3 months. It isn't just that they're going to hold you accountable and see if you're tightening up the belt, but they're also going to sit there and say, and how can I help you do that?
Absolutely.
You know, okay, then our group is not going to have donuts. Mm. You know, that we're going to have veggies and fruit, except for Charlie here. Well, we'll let him have a bagel, you know. But, yeah, the support structure amongst people of like-mindedness, and particularly you're doing it in a way to one another. It's about, I'll do that tit for tat.
Absolutely. We've had members agree to be workout buddies to other members.
Yeah.
And people will ask, well, what does that have to do with business?
Everything.
Well, we need to stay alive. We need to stay sharp. We need to stay healthy. And as we know, nobody is really ever accountable to anybody else. We're accountable to ourselves.
First and foremost.
But when you walk in that room once a month, and the first question is, so Zara, here's what you said you were going to do last month. How'd you do? Nobody really wants to say, well, you know, I didn't really get to it.
Yeah. Well, Gary, from your perspective, you know, what are those 4 to 5 traits that you think really makes a successful business owner or a CEO? I mean, you've got, you know, years now of having been in management consulting and offering wisdom, advice, models, et cetera, to your clients. You now have run your own business, even the vestige of the business within a business of doing business. How about that one? But then also watching the people you've benefited through the years.
Well, if I can think of your question in terms of leadership, one of my favorite leadership authors is a man named Lee Thayer, who wrote a wonderful book. And if you're listening and you'd like to hone your leadership skills, it's called Leadership, Thinking, Being, Doing.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, Lee says, in the end, it all comes down to who you are.
Yeah.
And so at the very, very top of the list, I would put character.
Right.
You know, and people can define character any way they wish. I think we know what it means. So I put character at the top of the list. It's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
A successful business owner is good at putting a vision forward. I mean, in Lee's book, he says the leader's role is to change the story.
Right, exactly. Change the story, yeah.
And so when we think of some of the great leaders who come to mind, John Kennedy changed the story for technology and space travel. Martin Luther King changed the story for integration.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs changed the story over and over and over again and got richly rewarded for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the leader has character, the leader has vision. The leader is willing to take risks, and the leader, you asked for business owner, I'm using the word leader
kind of
synonymously, you know, the leader knows when it's the right time.
Yeah, and the timing with
risks.
It, yeah, timing.
And how to incorporate change in an organization so it doesn't scare the heck out of everybody.
Yeah, and I think that last one about, because change is the way of life, and whether it was slower moving than it might be today, but that it's not a fear factor to lock people
mm-hmm.
down.
Yeah, and of course it is. You know, there's something called a J curve,
right.
And the J curve suggests that anytime you bring about major change in an organization, we can be quite overly optimistic, maybe even Pollyanna,
mm-hmm.
and expect it to take off in a positive direction immediately. There's usually a little bit of dip and of discomfort and disorganization first.
Yeah, that's right. So Gary, you're leading kind of two lives yourself, if not more than that. Of course, leading the Vestige Forums, but then also running your own management by design organization. Tell us who your ideal clients are.
You know, they have three qualities that we look for. We look for somebody who's a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, no matter what stage of life or business you're in, our member has to realize that there's more to learn. And they need to know that they can learn it from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So the person running the research lab realizes that the person running a plumbing company has something to offer. Our ideal member needs to want to grow. We're not looking for lifestyle businesses.
Mm-hmm, right.
We charge money for what we do. And people need a return on their investment of money and on their investment of time. So they need to want to grow. And the third thing is they need a certain dose of business karma.
Right. I like that.
You know, they have to be. They have to realize that the way to success for themselves is by helping other people succeed.
Right, helping others. And, of course, your affiliation with Vestige here in Tucson also has the benefit of tapping into some 200-plus other chapters. So I know Vestige on an international, national basis provides a lot of resources, too, to you to help.
Oh gosh, yeah. We're actually up to 17,000 members. We've recovered nicely from the recession.
Yeah.
17,000 members and their experience, 60 years of experience doing what we're doing. And actually a presence in 15 other countries. And so if you're looking to do business overseas, What better way to be introduced than to call a Vistage member in China?
And so the access then to this lifelong learning in terms of seminars and articles and the both virtual and real connections for Vistage members, right?
Absolutely. We have some of the best speakers around. Imagine being blessed to spend a morning with a keynote quality speaker in a room of 16 people. People like Simon Sinek, Daniel Pink. We're pretty darn good at getting really excellent information into the hands of our members. And it shows. During the last recession, our average member company grew by 6% per year, while S&P was dropping by 9%. So if you do the math, it's a 15% differential.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, let me ask my fun question I'd like to ask to a lot of you who are in service. Oh, he's on guard. No, but you heard me ask the last guest, so you're probably ready. And that would be, you know, how do you think you've changed the most by helping other people change? Mm.
Great question. First of all, whenever anybody talks about an issue or an opportunity in one of our groups, we all benefit from the discussion. Mm-hmm. But I would say for me, two things. One is I've developed a tremendous amount of confidence.
Yeah.
Walking into a room of 16 CEOs is kind of like walking into the lion's den, but there are 16 lions. And so, in a sense, you're always on, but it's counterintuitive. Because what I've learned is the way to be always on is the way to not really be a big presence in the room.
Yeah, and not take the oxygen with you.
And so, you know, people ask me, how do you know if it's been a good meeting? And I think if my members can't remember too much about what I had to say, and if I'm not feeling particularly tired, it's been a great meeting. And so the two big pieces of learning, one are confidence, and the second is that to be a change agent, you don't have to be the biggest dog in the room.
You betcha. Isn't that true? And so to humble yourself or leave your ego at the door, because it's always that quiet person sometimes that says, now, wait a minute, why do we do it that way? Or did you guys hear what you just said? Does that make sense?
Well, think about the person who often has little to say at a meeting. When they do talk, people tend to really pay attention.
Yeah. Well, I think there's another piece of it, too. Your comment earlier about walking into the room of some pretty high-powered people or themselves all successful is the kind of forums that Vistage sets up, as well as true member-driven organizations, is they can let their hair down or not have to wear the suit or the title and sit there and say, really, you're having that problem? Let me tell you, I had it twice as bad. You know, so the opportunity to do collaborative intervention together without judgment.
Yeah, there are two things, I think, that are on that track. One is, it's the one place the business owner can come and admit that they're scared.
Yeah, exactly right.
And then one of my members sums it up really, really well. He says, this meeting is the place I can come once per month where I get the 10% of the truth. Nobody else will tell me.
Yes. Right, and particularly, as you mentioned, for people in family-run businesses where the matriarch or patriarch is expected to know everything, or the founder. And particularly if we work with individuals who are almost going through the founder's syndrome process of knowing when they perhaps need succession planning, it's a whole new game, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's great. Gary, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested?
Simplest way is the old-fashioned way, to call me at 904-3762. I'm happy to talk with anybody about what we do.
That's very good. And as well, the website is vistage.com, V-I-S-T-A-G-E. And Gary's email is gary.hirsch, gary.hirsch@vistage.com. Thanks a lot for contributing. Great show. A combination of the three segments today to focus on business and business change and those who enable it and help others do as well. So thank you so much for joining us here today.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.